Kirsten Diprose here with you on ABC Statewide Drive. Well, the Victorian Opposition has put forward a controversial idea to try to get through the backlog of men and women in prison waiting for their case to be heard. Corrections Victoria predicts there'll be 3,000 men alone on remand by June next year. The Opposition says it will send magistrates to hear cases inside prisons in order to speed up the process, which is, of course, raising questions over how an open court process would work. Joining me now is the Shadow Corrections Minister, Ed O'Donoghue. Good afternoon to you, Ed.
Good afternoon, Kirsten. Good to be with you.
This seems to be quite an extraordinary move. How would it work?
Well, what we're proposing is that for the procedural, simple, straightforward matters that a magistrate would, under a trial, go to one of three locations to start with: the Metropolitan Remand Centre, the Dame Phyllis Frost Women's Prison, or the one of the prisons in the Lara prison precinct, to hear procedural matters, quick matters, matters that don't, that aren't contested, to stop the prisoner movements that are required to bring prisoners to court. So you've got remand prisoners in Ararat, in Sale, at Coringa in Lara, who may be having a hearing in Broadmeadows or Ringwood or somewhere like that. They've got to be transported back to Melbourne, taken to the police cells, taken to the court for their 10-15 minute hearing, and then taken back into the prison system. Hugely expensive. It creates risk with all that, with that movement, and the infrastructure at those court locations simply can't cope with the volume of cases that they're now required to do.
Do we have the magistrates for this, though? I mean, part of the problem, and lawyers are crying out already, saying there aren't enough magistrates, their workload is too high. Have you got something in place for lawyers and magistrates to cope with the workload?
Well, we would, of course, ensure that there's sufficient resources for legal representation and what is required in a normal court context. But the critical bottleneck here is the infrastructure and the risk. The infrastructure at the police cells often doesn't now accommodate enough prisoners to be for court that day. So we've got hundreds of prisoners not turning up to court in contravention of court orders, costing the taxpayer a fortune, wasting the court's time already. So you've got court being adjourned for an hour to see if the prisoner can turn up, wasting the court's time. This will make the system more efficient. And we're not talking about full-blown hearings. We're talking about procedural hearings that often, you know, that often consume a lot of the court time.
What about concerns about an open court, though? The idea that anyone in the public can walk in and find out what's going on, that the information is accessible, that reporters can report on it. If a magistrate is visiting someone in prison, then surely that closes the door to that.
Not at all. The major prisons have administrative precincts abutting the prison location already. So for the management of the prison and for the administrative staff of the prison, there are already administrative precincts not behind the prison wall that are attached to the prison.
So these hearings would happen in a way that would be open?
Absolutely. This would be a normal court process with legal representation and the usual services provided. That would form part of this plan, but the key difference is not requiring the prisoner to be transported, for example, from Hopkins in Ararat back to Melbourne, then down to Frankston for hearing, then back to Melbourne again, and then back to Hopkins. We're talking about having a trial at these large remand prisoners, the DPSC, the MRC, and down at Lara, to try and limit that prisoner transport, reduce risk, reduce time, and make the system more efficient.
Surely it would take time to be transporting magistrates to prisoners as well.
Nowhere near as much as the tens of thousands of prisoner movements that happen every year around Victoria, often for very short hearings. That it makes more sense having the magistrate, under a trial basis, go to the women's prison or the Metropolitan Remand Centre to hear these matters, to hear multiple matters in one day, rather than having the prisoners being transported all around the state at enormous cost, at enormous risk. This is a smarter way to do it. I note the Chief Commissioner made some positive comments about the idea this morning. This is about the justice system under the Andrews government is grinding to a halt. court delays are getting longer, the system simply isn't coping. We have a clear plan to make it work better, to make it work smarter, and that's in the interest of everyone, taxpayers, the accused, and victims of crime.
The state Labor government says that it's prepared for this influx. Obviously, these are Corrections Victoria figures, that they're well prepared for the influx of prisoners coming into the system. The Corrections Minister, Gail Tierney, told the ABC newsroom that the government's invested more in prison beds and in video conferencing.
There's been an investment in magistrates, but there's also been an investment in video conferencing systems in the prison system. And they have been put to good use and have been used extensively.
So the government says it's prepared, that it doesn't need to take these measures. We did invite Gail Tierney onto the program, but she declined our request.
It's unfortunate the minister very rarely agrees to the questioning that you're putting to me. It's unfortunate she won't come and give the government's perspective. The simple fact is the Andrews government has been asleep at the wheel when it comes to reforming the prison system, dealing with the growth in prisoner numbers, and they've been caught without any real solutions, without any real plan. An extra 500 remand prisoners in the next 12 months is an enormous increase, and we need to find new ways and smarter ways to manage the remand prisoner population and get matters dealt with in a quicker, more efficient way. That's in the interest of taxpayers, victims and the accused.
You mentioned Graham Ashton earlier. The Police Chief Commissioner appeared on ABC Radio Melbourne. Here he is talking to John Fain, explaining the situation at hand in terms of remand.
Well, the bed numbers have been increasing to try and keep pace with those numbers, and I understand there's plan for more bed numbers. We certainly watch the prison numbers very closely because a lot of them are sitting in police cells waiting to get into the system. So we have to always monitor really closely the prisoner numbers. Look, it's no surprise that the remand numbers have gone up, and certainly we're a contributor to that at the Victoria Police because we've been focusing on recidivist or repeat offending. So for us, trying to reduce crime, and we have been able to do that across the board, has been because we've been making arrests of people who have been committing repeat crimes, and that's meant that it's harder and harder for them to get bail, and they are in the system as remand prisoners.
Is it concerning to you, Ed O'Donoghue, that there are so many people that are sitting in jail? They have obviously been charged, but they haven't been convicted, and some of them will not be convicted, and yet they'll end up spending months in prison.
Well, that's why we have this is part of our plan to get the justice system moving more quickly so that there is clarity of outcome for the accused, for the victims, and for the taxpayer. We want to see the system work smarter and better. Having someone on remand for years whilst waiting for their matter to be heard is not in the interest of seeing justice delivered. Justice delayed is justice denied, and that applies to victims of crime as well as the accused. Our plan is about doing things smarter, about doing things differently, and making the system work as it grows.
And this is what Graham Ashton had to say about moving magistrates.
Well, we've already had a number of conversations about the prospect of magistrates sitting near the remand prison so that we don't have to pile prisoners into the van and truck them in every day. I think there's probably a question around whether it's inside the prison. That's something I think the magistrates would be pretty concerned about. But certainly within the near confines of a prison would certainly help, I think, in terms of reducing the cases where prisoners are not presented for court. Anyway, let's put it that way.
The Police Chief Commission speaking there on ABC Radio Melbourne. So I wouldn't say that what he said was favourable. He was certainly concerned, and magistrates would be concerned, about holding a court session inside a prison.
Well, I think I said earlier, I'm not proposing they do it in their cell behind bars. There's administrative precincts attached to the prisons, and that would be, you could convert some of that space into a court setting. So I think the Chief Commissioner actually and I are on the same page when it comes to this. The key point here, and this is what the Chief Commissioner said, and I said earlier, it's about reducing the unnecessary movement of prisoners all over the state for procedural hearings when you can deal with them quickly and with less cost by having them at the prison location. not necessarily in their cell behind bars with everyone looking on, but in a court setting attached to the prison. As I say, there's administrative precincts attached to the Metropolitan Remand Centre and most of the major prisons in Victoria.
Ed O'Donoghue, thank you for your time.
Thanks for your time.